What's up, everybody? It's Bryson Butler, and I'm here with Tarandis Smith, a.k.a. Ran, a.k.a. Super Ran, a.k.a. Pterodonis.
What's up?
And I'm also here with the Tyree Boykin.
Yeah, what's going on?
How you feeling today, Mr. Boykin?
Man, extravagant.
Sensational. First off, before we get into anything else, gotta give a huge shout out to Michael Chapman for letting us hop on the Layup Lines podcast. And we're bringing something special to you this time.
Most definitely.
What you're hearing is the Layup Lines podcast, Players Only Edition, episode one. And according to my sources, this is the first collegiate athlete-led podcast in the history of the world.
Why, this is good.
We changing the world.
Change.
You listening to change.
Change gonna come.
Change gonna come.
You listening to history.
Yeah, so this podcast is gonna be a lot of different stuff. Like you said, this is a players only edition. We're all student athletes, so we just want to show people that, you know, we're not just surface level people. You know, it's levels to us. We actually can get pretty deep sometimes if you ask me. So yeah, we just want to show y'all just a different side that you don't get to see, because I mean the common perception is that all we do is eat, sleep, drink, dream, basketball.
It's more than basketball.
Yeah, it's a lot more than basketball. It's a lot more to life than basketball. So we're just bringing you, shedding light on that side of things. So yeah.
Most definitely. With this episode, it's going to be more of like an introduction to the podcast. And throughout the season, we'll be getting more detailed. And we'll actually ask you guys, the listeners, what you would like to hear us talk about.
Oh, yeah, we got to hear from you.
Yeah.
Got to hear
so,
from you.
So, got to send a shout out to the volleyball team.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
3-0, baby. Let's go.
Against West Virginia State. And we were at the games yesterday. We saw West Virginia State.
Oh, we had to do a little scouting.
Yeah.
we had to see what we were getting into.
Scout report.
Yeah, we got to get a scout
report. West Virginia
report.
State looked really good. They were looking like the best team in the whole tournament to me.
Like crazy
they had,
athletic.
They had a couple girls who were like, what, like 6'5"? I'm talking
about for real, though.
And they were spiking. They whole stomach above the net. I'm like, what's going on? But shout out to the Union volleyball team.
Yeah, we here.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
They some dogs.
We love the energy.
We love it. You know we on the side.
Love it.
Oh, yeah. You can definitely catch us at all the volleyball games.
Front
on the sideline. Front
row.
So now we're going to hit you guys with a couple introductions to the fellas. Yeah. And I'll let Tarandis Smith start. The Super Ran.
One and only.
Yeah, well, the one and only Super Ran.
Well, I'm Tarandis Smith. Everybody call me Ran. I'm from Jackson. Grew up in Denmark, Tennessee, right outside of Jackson. I'm a country boy.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
But I'm a senior studying exercise science.
All GSC last year. My bad. Yeah.
No, you good. You
good. Can't leave that out now.
Went to Southside High School, graduated, went to ASU Mid-South, Arkansas. Transferred back in the Union to finish my last 2 years. I wanted a great education, and I wanted to play with a great group of guys. And fortunately, that's what I got, or that's what I'm getting, so...
You heard it from the high flyer himself.
Yes. Ran probably has like an 80-inch vertical. something crazy like that. It'll. Yeah.
Please do not jump. Warning.
Next introduction for a guy who doesn't need an introduction.
Man, everybody know him.
You all know him.
You all know him.
Love him.
What, a freshman of the year?
Freshman of the year.
What do you?
First game of the season last year.
What do you?
48 points.
What did he get? National player of the week? What was it? National player of the week?
Yeah.
What? Big time.
Big time.
He came back with like, what, a 30 what performance the next day?
What was it, like 31?
33.
Back to back days on the road. That's crazy. That's big time.
Different.
He's different.
Well, let's stop gassing him. Let's just let him introduce himself.
Man, I'm Tyree Boykin, from Clarksville, Tennessee, born and raised. I went to Kenwood High School. Man, I came here my freshman year. I'm a redshirt sophomore, so this is my third year here. And that's about all I got for you. Anything else, you already know. They didn't told you, so.
Well, I guess that leaves me.
The one. Here you go, the one right
one
here.
And only.
This is the man right here.
Can't stop him.
Can't.
Can only hope to contain him. You ain't gonna contain him.
Y'all better throw everything in the kitchen sink at him. Still ain't gonna work.
Facts.
Well, I'm Bryson Butler. I'm a senior. I'm a comm studies major from Chicago, Illinois. The one and only Chicago, Illinois. Yeah, I think I done covered everything about myself.
There's a few things he's leaving out here.
Yeah.
What a few things.
What I'm leaving out.
He's a high flyer. defensive specialist. You can't go around. You can't ain't nowhere to go.
Yeah.
So you might as well pass it. Hold on. V cut, do whatever you need to do. You're not getting off tonight.
No, sir.
Letting you know that right now.
Oh, wait a minute. When Ram went, he was talking about the schools he went to before this. Okay, so yeah, I'm from Chicago, Illinois. You feel me? I went to Lincoln Park High School in downtown Chicago, the best high school in Chicago. Shout out Lincoln Park, Lions for life. And then after that, I went to Kishwaukee College. It's a community college in Illinois. And after that, I ended up at Union. And I was glad to have found a school that would help me get a good education while strengthening my relationship with the Lord. So mm-hmm. I just feel blessed to be able to be at Union University. And yeah. So gotta give a shout out to KP.
Oh,
Kristen yes. Pickens.
Kristen Pickens.
She's
the GOAT.
She like I one person single handedly changing the culture.
For yeah. real.
Single handedly it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
She's definitely changing the culture. It's completely different from last year. Mm-hmm. This year is completely different. She's, you know, changing everything. She's changing the whole culture, you know. She's got us doing this whole Bulldog Blast thing. It's having athletes interact with other athletes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was no athlete interaction last year.
Nope. Not that I know of.
Nah, not really.
Yeah.
Very, very minimal. She's single-handedly, man. We had like you said, the Bulldog Blast where you pay a small fee and you get a target. The weapon is a water bottle.
Blast them.
You gotta find your target. And there's certain guidelines and stuff like the do's and don'ts where you can't get them at, but boom, you gotta get your target. You gotta spray them before they get you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then whoever get the most points in the end win. I think the results should come out
pretty soon
here. Yeah. And we also had athletes only cookout earlier this
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, I know y'all done seen the hype video.
Oh yeah.
If not,
yeah.
You gotta go check
it out.
That's something that has to be seen.
Helping out with the student athlete attendance.
Oh yeah.
All sports events.
Yeah, so she's recording the attendance of the percentage of the teams that come. So like we had we second place.
Yeah, I think we are.
We should be up there by now.
Yeah,
we might be in the first slot.
We gonna get there.
Yeah,
we're gonna get there.
It's coming soon.
Yeah, it's coming soon. But
it's definitely coming
just
soon.
Athletes supporting athletes. That's one of the biggest things that we've been striving for. So more interaction from the campus too, getting people to come out.
Didn't she also? She was the one who organized the Top Dog Awards.
Oh,
last year.
Man. Oh, that was crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah, I like that.
That was crazy.
That was big time what she did.
Really, the ESPYs? Yeah. That's how it was coming. That's how it was coming. They got me in there with my little suit. I feel like a rock star.
Is she doing all of this? Yeah. You know, if she's a student athlete herself. Yeah. Don't really have much time on her hands, I'm already knowing.
She always find a way to get it done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does.
Softball. Shout out to softball team.
Yeah, shout out to softball team. So,
Hit them with
a day in the life of a student athlete. I don't know if you guys know.
I broke a sweat when you said that.
He thought he was about to do a 17. Yeah.
I heard my alarm going off.
Oh, man.
A day in the life of an athlete. So my birthday was this past Wednesday. I'm going to let you guys know how my birthday went. Wake up at 6:30 to go to weights.
Mm.
Class at 9.
Mm.
Tell it.
Chapel. Class at 12.
Preach. Gotta go.
Class at 1. Practice for 2 hours. And then study hall. I kept getting calls from my family and stuff like that saying, what are you going to do for your birthday? And my answer was consistent. I don't have time to birthday this year.
I got a better one for you. Ask coach.
Ask coach.
So you're going to have to change your birthday.
Yeah. Matter of fact, my birthday is today. It just got changed.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, B.
Thank you.
Facts.
Man.
But.
Yeah. Like, no. Really, man, like, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., you on coach clock.
Mm-hmm. Man.
To be real with you, like.
Really, yeah. it could go up to 8.
It can go up to 8.
When you throw the study hall in there, the team time.
That hurts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's mandatory. We need it, but, man, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
It hurts.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It hurts.
The hardest days. What's the hardest days for y'all? I know mine personally would be Mondays. Wednesday, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Mondays.
Friday.
You know, it's the last day.
If he throw that boot camp in there on that Friday, that's
morning.
Where he gets
5:30.
It does get ugly.
5:30, and
yesterday.
You got be in the gym ready by 5:30. So
on the baseline,
you
got to stretch.
You got to wake up around 5 if you
want to
eat.
Yeah. If you want to.
You better eat. You're going to be throwing up nothing.
I don't be having time to eat before boot camp. I set my alarms for 4:55 and 5 and 5:05 and 5:10 and 5:15 and 5:20. I don't have time to eat in the morning, so I'm going straight to boot camp. I didn't eat yesterday morning.
Nah.
Before boot camp.
It's terrible. I mean,
He could eat.
It's just, you know, it's hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard to make yourself
eat. Like,
it is.
It's hard to.
It's like, oh, I got to wake up earlier just to eat.
Yeah. That's tough.
But, you know, we're going to work our way into doing that. We're not dead yet.
Keyword, yet.
Yet. And you know, they got, so the NCAA had a rule change. So in the previous years, we had 2 hours a week where we can have contact with coach, that we can do basketball stuff, practice, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, they added two more.
Yeah,
It's 4 hours now. So instead of last year, we might have two, maybe two. What, we had one or two individuals a week and one practice.
Really, one individual a week, one practice.
And one practice.
For like an hour.
For like an hour, hour 15, hour 30, something like that.
Yeah.
And now it's like you get two practices. Ooh. Two practices.
Yes,
like,
yes,
yeah,
yes,
like
yes.
Hour 30s. And then you got an individual, maybe two sometimes. So
It
gets hectic sometimes.
I feel like they're trying to make it harder on us. But now, you know, we living.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be all right.
Are we?
It's all going to pay off. Is it all right?
We thankful for the opportunity.
Man,
what we got?
Looking forward.
That's what
to
we praying for.
Only not too much longer before we out there full time.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
We got what, a couple more weeks?
Yeah.
Official practice October 15th.
Was that 40 hours a week?
Yeah. No, not 40.
40.
Hold on, bro.
It feel like 40. It's
like
a full time job.
Full time job. It's 20. Look at his face. Look at his face.
Oh, hey, he's like, hold on, you doubled it.
Hold on, bro. What you got going on?
I'm going to give B a heart attack.
I lost count.
You got to go to Mav rehab. You got to go to Mav rehab with DJ.
Nah, yeah, we get 20 hours a week. So first couple weeks is going to be, it's going to be some long, hard. Long, hard practice since we go
most
to three-hour boys.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, he said some 3 hours, a whole lot of teaching. Got to stay focused, zone in.
Oh, yeah.
You zone out, you gonna run.
Oh, yeah. You better lock in.
Is it I'm a teacher or you gonna run?
You gonna run.
We gonna no be in great shape.
Ain't no in between.
Yep, yep.
Then we got our first game October 24th.
Mm. Yeah, that's probably the best thing about it. Yeah. You know, official practice October 15th. We only got to practice for like a week, a little over a week. And then we on the court.
Man.
Just think about it. We done had that
last
one
year
game.
We played November 1st.
Yeah.
That was our first game.
Yeah, that's a
first,
whole extra week
of
practice.
That's a whole other week.
Man. That's too long.
I'm going to be itching.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Y'all excited for the season?
Oh, my goodness. Words can't describe.
Mm.
It can't. I'm sitting out. Man, it's been too long. I'm just glad to be back in the mix, man. I'm blessed. Very, very thankful.
Yeah, we're definitely glad to have you back in the mix.
Facts.
It's that time now.
I've been missing you. You're one of the main reasons I came, bro. You got to get out there.
Rand is professing his love for Tyree.
I love you too, bro. I love you.
I love you, my boy.
Where my love at?
Man, I ain't going to bite the hand that feed me. You're my point guard.
Real talk.
You PG. Sir, you know, you threw me the lob many a times.
Many.
This past year.
Many.
Back to back.
That's, yeah, that's crazy.
Talking about running
your
assists.
The one that West Alabama
ups.
Was crazy, though.
Honestly, I'm the type of guy, it doesn't matter what's happening. I'm going to throw you the lob. If
you gotta
I see
take
the lob
risk.
Is there,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to take that chance and I'm going
to throw it.
That's
risk.
Mandatory.
You got to take it.
And if I turn it over, I'm sorry, coach.
If I miss it, I'm sorry, coach.
No, okay, that makes me want
to
tell
you
a story.
You
got to me, I got to tell the story.
Not the West Florida. You got to. Let's go.
I'm sitting next to Tyrandis Smith, a.k.a. Super Rand. I've seen this guy do a lot of crazy stuff, a lot of crazy dunks,
yep.
Windmills, 360s, all that type of
stuff.
Jump from the free throw line. He's very athletic.
With an AF?
Athletic.
Okay, I love it.
Let me tell you. So we're down at West Florida. We're playing against West Florida last year. I think it was the
second half.
We were losing by
about like, four or six points.
Yeah, it was close. I think it was like six.
Yeah.
But we were losing. This guy sitting next to me, Tyrandis Smith, he gets a steal. And I'm like, okay, Rand about to go booming. He about to go slamming. We about to go crazy.
Yeah.
So Rand gets it on the fast break. And he decides, I'm about to try and windmill in game. I've never been in a game where somebody windmilled even tried to windmill. This guy goes, he gets super high, like head to the rim. But he misses the windmill.
He missed it.
When we were down six in the second half, when I saw the ball go into the air after he missed it, I immediately looked at coach.
Like, already got
everybody did. My eyes was wide, and I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it.
He had a sub coming for me so fast.
Mm. Oh, my God. That's so fast.
Yeah.
He almost threw him up there to the
– I mean, I had to.
He almost threw him to the
– I had to. First half, we were sitting there. I was like, man, I windmill dunked last year in JUCO. I got to do it at the 4 year, you know. I got to turn this up. Oh, I'm sitting there telling Don and JC, I said, look, I get a steal coming from this way. I'm gonna try. We come out after halftime. I get that opportunity. I miss. Before I could look over there, I got somebody coming to get me out. I sit down.
Yeah,
he
already ready.
He looking ready at me. He looking at me with the little niven stare. He's like,
"Oh man,
you think you're cool?" I couldn't do nothing but just.
No,
well, that is not whatever.
I couldn't do nothing.
And then we're gonna bring up the fact that he came back and hit the game winner though.
Oh yeah.
He almost messed that up too.
He really messed the play up, for real.
But we would have lost that game.
Oh my goodness.
It would have been my fault.
Ram would have got kicked off the team.
Would have got released.
Yeah, it was a wrap.
Yeah, most definitely. I probably would have.
Yeah, it wasn't looking too good.
I would have never made it to my full
future
potential.
Wasn't looking too bright.
But all in all, we came out with the win. I got a clutch steal.
Mm-hmm.
Top Parks came down. He hit a clutch three.
Yeah.
towards the end, we was down one. I had a wide open three. I should have shot it. I ended up driving. I shot a layup. They called charge, but, you know, the Lord was with us. The referees reversed it, yep. Gave us the bucket.
Yeah,
they missed the last shot they put up, so we won.
W.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord, because that would have been a long bus ride home.
From West Florida? What's that, eight?
Man, it's long.
That's really like on the bus, that's about 10, though. Mm.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was long.
Yeah, but, yeah.
I probably wouldn't be able to look at Coach again.
Oh, no.
I'd have to throw the headphones on, put a cover on my face.
You going to walk back in there. You going to have the boxing gloves on.
Everybody going
to duke it out with you.
So, I want to ask both of you guys, what is your most memorable game from last year? I'm going to ask you first, Rand.
Come on, man. You know it. It got to be. Which one y'all think?
Was Georgia? At the crib?
Yes.
How much you have, like, 37. Oh, my goodness.
Mean. It's crazy. And it's crazy because we was in the locker room. After we broke it down, we was all walking out. Rand was the last one to walk out. And I stopped him. I said, it's the only thing I said. I usually got a lot to say. I ain't say nothing to him. I said, 40.
Oh.
That's all I said.
40.
He came up three short.
Hey,
but look, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay, though. On the one that I missed, top parts, you know, he coming to clean it up.
Rusty, too.
Yeah. Mean. That was nasty.
That was mean.
I don't know. I ain't going to lie. I shout you out for it, Tyree, but I ain't going to lie. My grandma messaged me right before the game. She told me, I love you. Go out there, give it your best. I want a career high. That was a career high.
I had to do it. I ain't gonna compete with grandma now.
Nah,
she got it. Grandma got it.
Shout out, Granny.
You had some. Grandma got it. Y'all keep me going on the bench.
Too active.
I was too alive on the bench that game.
Too live.
that was a great game. Period. Yeah. P came out probably like eight straight, ten straight.
Yeah, shout out P.
Giving
shout
them the business.
That's a sharp shooter there.
Sharp. Extremely sharp.
Clipped up.
So what about you, B? What was yours?
My most memorable game? Wow, that's tough.
That is tough.
That's very tough. That first game?
Yeah. You was going crazy.
That first game was fun.
You shot probably like 30 free throws.
Yeah. Bro, for real? So many free throws.
I was like, whoa. Everybody on their team ain't fouled out yet?
They was hacking, though.
Yeah.
But he came one time. We trying to run the press break. So I'm looking. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, it's getting down close to the end of the game. You know, they picking up full court. So I'm like, okay, we about to run a little press break. Boom, get across half court. So he come, he in by the ball. B get it. I went to flash. I think we might have made eye contact. Next thing I know, he done jetted, took off, gone. He left everybody, but it was a dude on his hip. And it was a dude down there under the basket. So I'm so confused because I'm thinking, okay, we about to get it in. They going to foul, go to the free throw line. I already had a play it out of my head. We about to chill, you know?
Yeah.
He gone. So I'm just sitting here standing, like, looking while he gone. I'm like, what is he doing? Bro, he go, dude on his hip. He driving down the left side. He just take one dribble in from the free throw line, just take off and try to put it on his head with the right hand.
He did.
I was like, hold on.
It looked good, though.
I was like, we must be on 2K or something.
It's okay. It looked great.
We got the foul.
Sorry, my boy had to come out, though. That's not what Coach wanted.
No, when Sam got it. Sam got it on the Howard State.
He turned into a guard.
Coach got so red. He said, what are you doing? He said, I was trying to. That is not your job.
Crazy times, crazy, man. Crazy.
That was crazy.
I mean, you played in what? How many games last year? About seven.
No, I played five full games, and I went out. Halftime of the sixth game we played Southern Arkansas. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So what was your best game? Which I'm sure we already touched up on it a little bit.
It had to be the first game. It was just like it was really Sean. Like shout out to Sean B.
Yes.
Blended the Supply. Goat. Go check him out.
Yeah.
Blended Supply. I'm gonna say it one more time. Blended Supply. Go check him out.
B-L-E-N-D-E-D. Okay. I spelled that right too. Why you thinking? Right.
Okay. He's been doing this spelling homework.
But nah, man. So we came out. You know, I came out hot, hit a few. We went to the timeout. You know, he walked around with the clipboard. So he come when we all going to the bench, Sean, the person on the bench. So he come around the side. So when I'm coming back, he like, okay, yeah, little dub piece. So I'm like, okay, boom. So I'm like, he said, go get a little dub piece. I said, I got you, coach. So we go back out there. You know, this was the first media. And then by the time the second media came, I went crazy again. Went on another little stretch.
Man.
So he came back again. He said, 30. I was like, all right, coach. So we go back out again, went on another little run, hit a few more threes, think he got to the rack once or twice. He came back, yeah, it's a 40 kind of night. I was like, he just kept me going like that. So
yeah,
so
I was loving that game.
It was
crazy. This was still, you know, early on in the season. I'm trying to get the hang of,
trying to fill each other out.
With, you know, different people.
Right,
you
different lineups.
Coming from a different school, playing with different people, playing against, you know, better talent or whatnot,
right.
But that whole game, I'm just sitting there like, when in doubt, if I got the ball, pass to Tyree. Pass it to Tyree, he gonna hit.
Man, everything felt good.
That man
everything.
Gave me like 3-4 accidental assists.
Accidental. On the ball reversal, you didn't even know I was gonna shoot.
Get to it. It's flying.
I loved it though. Y'all had me going. That was y'all. Y'all had me going. And every time I did something, hit a three to lay up, the whole bench stand up.
Oh, yeah.
That's the most though. That's really, man, like we go watch film, when we go back and watch that film, man, I just go back in the game. I don't even be watching the game. I just like watching the reaction on the bench.
I know I can't. I'll watch a video over again just to watch and catch every reaction in the crowd. Yeah.
I need a comment or something. Somebody please tell me you feel me. Man. Like, that's the best feeling in the world. Like when you scored and everybody on the bench turned up.
I need it.
Ain't nothing like it. I need it. I would say getting a dunk, but I don't do
say
that.
Say that's coming.
That's coming. That's coming.
You'll get that by the time you graduate. It's coming.
Soon.
You'll get a putback.
It's going to have to be a putback.
Man.
We're definitely working on that this year. Tyree is going to have a dunk in game this year.
Speaking into existence, B.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get a dunk this
Tyree
year.
Boykin,
that's what you gotta do.
Have a dunk in game this year.
In game dunk.
Last year was really a weird year for me, cause my entire JUCO career, I always led the team in dunks. I think last year I only had like.
Had about.
You had about.
Six or seven,
but that's kind of weak for me. I'm not gonna lie, that's kind of weak for me. How many dunks did you have, Ren?
I don't know.
Ain't no telling.
It probably was a whole lot though, but you know I'd be missing. Hey, I get up there, but does. I will miss. I will do that.
Yeah,
but that's part of it. You know, I'll work, try my hardest to get it back, but just come with it. Gotta live with it. That's me.
You take a risk every time you go up.
I do. Got to.
Speaking of dunks, I'm excited for the dunk contest.
Oh, man.
I am very excited for the dunk
crazy
contest.
Crazy
Bulldog Madness.
Bulldog Madness, November 1st.
November 1st, Friday.
It's going to be crazy.
Be there.
We already had a pretty athletic team last year.
Yeah.
It got crazy.
We signed 4 freshmen.
Hold on. Before we introduce them, let's just tell them just the size.
Okay. Let's tell them the size.
6'6".
Yes.
6'7".
Yep.
6'8".
Yep.
On
6'9".
Gotta be.
I feel like you shortchanged them.
You think I shorten him?
They probably are.
I'm gonna say 6'7".
Yeah, he about 6'7".
I'm gonna say 6'7". Yeah. 6'8". 6'8". And 6'9".
We gotta get them basketball height. So really, y'all need to add an inch. Add one inch.
Yeah.
We walking in the gym looking real scary.
Oh, yeah. The average height on our team is like 6'6" or 6'7".
Yeah.
Which is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy.
First time I've been on a team like
and
that.
And athletic too, though.
Yeah.
Athletic.
Yeah. Man.
So, dunk contest. Mm. Bulldog Madness, November 1st. Who's going to be in the dunk contest? I know we're going to have Jeremiah in there.
Yeah.
Which he's a freak.
Freak.
What is he? He's like 6'8".
Yeah,
6'8",
6'9". Long.
Long arms. I've seen him do some ridiculous dunks.
Yeah.
So he's going to be in there.
Cooper Meadows.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sure you all know Cooper Meadows.
Oh, yeah.
He's very, very, very athletic. What were you telling me that he told you during the summer about laying the ball up?
So check me out. Man, I'm here all summer. We working out. It's usually me and Ty, but since the freshman that signed, Cooper was with us all summer, a little bit. Jeremiah was with us all summer. So we in here working out and shooting and stuff. And you know how you just shooting around by yourself and you miss and the ball come, you miss short, like it come closer, like you hit the ground right by the basket. You just pick it up and lay it up. Dog, every time he misses a shot, he picks it up and dunks it every time.
I asked him,
I was like, cool. Like what be on your mind? He said, Ty, you know how you talk.
Ty, yeah.
Ty. How you doing today? Ty, you know, I don't like doing layups. He said, my high school coach told me, if you can dunk it, dunk. And how many layups have y'all seen him do?
Not a lot.
I can count on my hand.
Man,
I can count on my hand how many dunks. I mean, how many layups.
I ain't seen him shoot too many.
Nah.
He gonna go dunk it.
He dunked everything.
Yes, so Cooper Meadows will be in the dunk contest.
Definitely got to watch out for him.
Ty Parks will also be in the dunk contest. I'm sure you guys are familiar with Ty Parks.
I know what's going
He's
on.
An athletic
I know
freak.
What's going on.
Very
6'4", 6'5", lefty. Very athletic.
Man, he left and right.
Yeah, for real.
He going to get it up there.
He going to get it up there.
Left and right.
Yeah, he's his dunks are ridiculous.
Makes no sense.
And then I think I might try.
We say, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Man.
Perhaps I might try to compete in the dunk contest, but.
Oh, so you're not trying to get out there.
He said, perhaps.
Oh, I'm going to get out there. I just don't want to embarrass myself.
Man.
When they come out here doing double between the legs.
Oh, yeah, no, telling. Y'all see Coop the other day? No, he went and he windmilled 360 with two hands.
Too easy.
Oh, yeah.
Two hands.
Mm. That's nasty.
It shouldn't be like
that. I ain't never seen that before.
I ain't seen the two hands.
Never seen two hands.
Nope.
That don't make no sense. And then the man himself is going to be in attendance, ready to rock. Randy Moss.
If I'm willing and able.
He said you willing and able.
Yeah,
but if I'm able, I'm getting out there, and I got high hopes on winning.
Yeah. I would have mentioned Rand before I mentioned myself, but I didn't think that Coach would let you be in the dunk contest coming off surgery.
You know, I'm down for whatever. I take risks.
We know that.
I like to win.
Man.
Honestly, though, I don't think you would win that dunk contest. I mean, what do you even have?
I don't know.
What do you even have in your bag?
Oh, look, this was
missed windmills.
Okay. I like that.
Nah, I'm just
I like that. I like it.
No, get them turned up.
I ain't went too deep in my bag yet, you know. Throughout the season, I had to take care of my body out there dunking you. It's kind of hard on you when you're getting old.
Yeah.
They got the young, fresh body, so.
Yeah, they definitely
do. It's your OG now.
I give them a run for their money, though.
Oh, no. It's looking like. I mean, unless Ty got something to say about it, one of the young guys might get it. What about me?
I could do some dunks.
Man, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Looking forward to that, though.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
But very, very high hopes on this season.
Yeah.
Really throughout, high hopes throughout the whole school year, class, mm-hmm. on court, off court.
Mm.
We can, I feel we came up short last season.
Oh, definitely.
We came up short.
The way we ended last season, a lot of people would have been satisfied,
mm-hmm.
you know, coming off the type of season that we had. But we definitely feel like it was a disappointment. We definitely feel like we weren't able to reach our full potential, which has us more locked in this season and more focused. We have a lot of goals that we want to reach.
Mm-hmm.
Not gonna say all those goals right now. That's not necessary.
Already got the vision. We done made it plain.
Yeah.
Wrote it down. Got it up in the locker room. Got it up in the dorm room. So
Can't talk about it.
Can't
we gotta
about
be
it.
About it.
Be
can't
about
talk
it. About
no
about
words.
It. Yeah.
No words.
Yeah, but we're ready. Just know this season is gonna be I'll end it with this. This season is gonna be one for the history books.
Oh, yes.
I'm done talking about the season.
Special, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just more like an introductory, you know, podcast. We just want to show you so you can get a feel for us, get a feel for our vibe, you know, how we operate, you know, get familiar with us. And then as we go along with it, we're going to start really, really getting into some deeper things,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
some real stuff.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Just want you to fill us out.
We gonna give you
just get the vibe. Just get the vibe.
We gonna give you some laughs. We gonna give you some serious conversation.
Yeah.
We'll give you all of that.
Give you something to think about.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for helping us make history and change the world. Because we definitely changed the world.